All right, now joining me in the WHJ Sports Booth, shooting guard Eddie Gill now with me. Eddie, being a senior on this team, really quick, tell me what it means to be in this state title game, your final game as a Greyhound, and this is as far as you could take them.
I think that building up to the state game, getting here, just being sticking together, the team, I'm really proud of everybody and all the adversity we've gone through, being hurt, injuries. Karsten came in. That was different for everybody. I'm just really proud of everyone and how hard they've worked to get here at this point.
Let's talk about your impact you've had in this playoff run. I mean, your impact has been huge. You on the defensive side of things, you always give in that effort. Talk about that heart you play with out on that floor. Where do you get that from? And kind of what do you see your role as on this Greyhound team?
I think that my role personally is just doing whatever it takes to get the win. And then as far as like how I play on the defensive end, there's just a fire that burns within me to lock down the other team's best offensive player and shut them down and give us whatever we can offensively.
Talk to me. I want to take you back. You know, a big moment in this playoffs was the sectional championship versus Fishers. You guys were up by 10, then back down by 4. That was the kind of story of the game. And it was one of those runs with a minute to go. I believe there's like 29 seconds on the clock, actually. And you go up after a Lucchetti missed layup, and you put it back, and you dunk it home. And one of the most, I mean, sky-high dunks I've ever seen out of you, but really out of any basketball player. Tell me, what was going through your mind on that play? How were you able to jump that high?
To be honest with you, there wasn't really much going through my mind. It was just kind of in the heat of the moment. I was following him down the court, and when I saw it come off the rim, I just went up and went to go get it, so...
It just kind of fell towards you?
Yeah, I mean, I saw it, and then when I jumped, I didn't know where exactly it was, and I had to kind of reach my right a little bit, but once I grabbed it, I knew it was going in.
Let's talk about practice this week. Obviously, you know, Coach Osborne in his first season, he's done a fantastic job. Practice this week, has it been different? Has it been the same? Is it just going through the motions for you guys? What's the mood like in the locker room?
So everyone's been excited this week. It's another week of practice. We need to have a good week. I think that as a team, each day this week, we have today off, but every other day than this, we're just trying to get better, stay focused, and get ready for Saturday.
So when you look at this Warren Central team, they don't really have a dominant score, which every team you pretty much played up to this point in this state tournament has had that.
Mm-hmm.
Warren runs a very balanced offense with David Bell and Dean Tate, all those guys averaging about 10 to 12 points a game. When you look at that, and as a defensive player as you are, what's your mindset going into this game? Who are you looking to stop?
So team defensively, we're just gonna have to keep everyone out of the lane. And just stick together more than anything. Everyone can score on that team. Everyone does score on that team. So it's not really going to be about one person shutting one guy down. It's going to have to be more of a team defensive mindset and just locking everyone down.
So when you guys met in January, you guys actually had the lead going into that final minute of play. I believe you guys were up by 4 or 5. And then Warren did what Warren has done all season. They came back, they played tough basketball down the clutch moments of the game, and they got the lead by just one at the final buzzer, and they won that ball game. Tell me about that anger that you guys are going to play with. Is it an anger? Is it a sense of revenge against that game? Or is it just coming out doing the exact same thing we did game one, just finishing differently?
I think that the game one, it's really motivated us, and it's making us all drive to play our best possible basketball we can Saturday night, and then also the reaction after the game, Warren's fans, and some of the stuff off the court that had happened that really didn't even have to do with basketball. It's really all pushing us to play our best and really go get the win.
Now you're playing in Bankers Life Fieldhouse on Saturday for the 4A State Championship. Eddie Gill, shooting guard on this Carmel team, joining me now. Eddie, you're playing in the exact same arena your dad got to play in as a player when he played for the Pacers. Talk about me about that kind of cool experience that you're going to get to have on Saturday, and what's that going to be like?
It's definitely going to be a special moment for sure, playing in the same arena my dad played in. But at the same time, I've been there. I know what it's about. So I think Once I get the little nervousness and the jitters out, I'll be able to just do what I do and play my game.
All right, Eddie, final question. What do you think it's going to take for the Hounds to do to get the job done on Saturday and walk away with the Forest State title?
I think the most important thing that we're going to have to do to get the win on Saturday night is just all of us remaining together and staying positive throughout the whole game. We'll go on runs, they'll go on runs, but I think that if we want to win, we're just going to all have to stay together and play team basketball like we've been doing.
Eddie Gill, On the Edge. Eddie, thanks for joining me. Best of luck
on
Saturday.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll see you hoisting up that trophy at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Appreciate it.